Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith, how the two come together and lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and I'm kind of flying solo this week. Kind of. Obviously, that funnel of guests must be getting awfully light. That's all I can say, because our special guest for the first two segments, he is my co-host, but not today. Today, he's part of Faith in the Zone. I'm going to interview him like crazy. He is Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church. Pastor, I have missed you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. I've missed being on and working with you. And I'm glad you just keep carrying it on, though. It's awesome. I love it all, man.
Well, and what a pastor. And all kidding aside, you know, we do fool around a little bit, but one of the reasons, and a couple of reasons, I wanted you and I asked you guys if you'd be willing to do the show this week, and I know that you know this, but you know, we are 6.5 years in doing Faith in the Zone. And, you know, from that little idea that you had, that, you know, we kind of like said, okay, let's try this. If it was not for you and Pastor Keith, who we're going to talk to the second two segments of this show, and a lot of other leadership people and people at the church, at Brookside Baptist Church, we could not do this show. And I can't thank you, Pastor, enough. And I can't thank the people and Pastor Keith who kind of understand what we're trying to accomplish with this show. Because if it wasn't for Brookside Baptist Church being a major sponsor and being part of it, we could not be doing this. So I just want to say thank you.
It's our pleasure, really, Mike. I mean, to be honest with you, sports and then talking to folks about how their journey of faith with the Lord began has just been remarkable. In talking to people, will share several interviews we've had or that I've listened to that have been on the air, and it is something that I felt was needed out there, because, you know, they're always yanking the mics away from anybody that mention, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, they don't want to talk about that. So I thought, you know, I think people want to hear about it, to be honest.
Well, and you know what? And they have. And I can tell you that, you know, from where we started to where we are now, as you know, throughout the country, you know, we get messages and emails and stuff like that from people that, you know, the guys that were in Indiana that sent me, you know, an email, and he said, look, I just want you to know that there's, you know, anywhere from 8 to 12 guys that do a Bible study. We go to a local restaurant, we order food, and between the time we order the food and we get the food, we listen to the first two segments of Faith in the Zone, and that's our jumping off point. Like, we laugh during the first segment, and then we listen to the guest testimony, and that's our jumping, that's what we talk about. And we just want to say thank you. And it's pretty humbling, but we could not do this kind of stuff without some people that have some vision like you and Pastor Keith, and again the pastors, the staff at Brookside, and certainly, you know, the people that go to church there with me. You know, I what's a little bit discouraging, Pastor, is, you know, being the valet driver. When I get into a car and, you know, and I go to park it and they're not listening to Faith in the Zone, I'm like, hey, I'm not parking this car if you don't turn on 1250 AM. And they're like, what?
Well, you know, there's people in Australia, Palau, you know, that listen to Faith in the Zone. I mean, I'm just amazed. But I got to tell you this, most of the people even around here I talked to, I think I mentioned to you I had guys working on my pool and they love sports. I said, hey, have you guys ever listened to Faith in the Zone? Well, yeah, man, I love Mike McGivern. I listen to him all the time. I love that show. It's a great show. Faith in the Zone, I love it. Listen to it every Sunday. I go, yeah. Do you know anybody else that's on it with him? No, some other guy. I don't know who it is, but we really like Mike McGivern. I said, "Well, do you ever remember hearing him say Pastor Ken?" Maybe. I go, "Well, hey, I'm Pastor Ken, so nice to meet you guys."
Hey, you know what? I am the good looks and the big mouth. You're just the substance of this thing, man. That's how that works. We are joined by Pastor Ken Keltner, and I have been asked a number of times, and I've said at each show, he is my co-host, and when they open the doors here and they allow non-employees from Entercom to come into the studio, I probably won't have a guest that first week because we'll have a lot to talk about, Pastor. And I'll talk a lot about some of the guests that I've had the opportunity to interview myself. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but 7 of them have been football players from the Oklahoma Sooners. No,
right.
I'm just, man, I'm only Sooner Booner, baby. Come on now.
Hey, you know what? I was going to ask you. You want to interview me? I want to interview you. In 6.5 years, who stands out to you? I mean, we've had some just phenomenal guests, but who stands out to you that really gripped your heart?
Boy, I, you know what? I couldn't give you one, but I can tell you, a number of them. We've had Pete Weary on a couple times, and I like Pete a lot, and I love what he's doing. Mike Lightfoot, who gave us a story about, I'm not a fan, I'm a follower. Certainly, when you think of Bobby Bowden, that one for me was good. Dick Bennett, the only one I've ever been nervous doing, was not nervous with Tony Dungy, with Randall Cunningham, but Dick Bennett, man, being a basketball coach, this guy, and when I called and I told him, man, I'm nervous about this, and he goes, "What are you talking about?" I go, "Coach, I don't know. I don't know why I'm nervous, but I'm such, I watched that tape on the line, up the line, 4,000 times, and, and he laughed. He said, "Man, come on now. You're just talking to an old guy that used to coach a little bit." And so, those are some of the ones for me, and I'm forgetting people, but, guys we had in studio, AJ Ellis was really good, and Marcus was really good, and guys like that who are here in this market that'll come in. It's been, and some of the early people that we had were awfully good that got us on the way of okay, once you get a couple of these guys, now you can start making some calls throughout the country to say, "Hey, we had, we had Pastor Daryl Strober, and we had Don Beebe on. We had that kind of stuff." And certainly the Dungy one put us over the top, I think, as far as being able to tell people that this is legitimate, come on. So,
yeah. Well, Bobby Richardson stands out to me as one of the best, man. I just really loved Bobby Richardson. Don Beebe was one that really, every time we've had him on, man, he excites me about, him wanting to share the message of hope. And we need to get his buddy
Frank Reich
on.
Yeah,
he's
coaching
with the Colts. And then, his son is in professional football. I watched him the other night. I'm trying to think who he
played
for.
He's with the Vikings.
But he had Don Beebe's son.
Yep.
And
playing for the Minnesota Vikings, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's who it is. Yeah, and he had, his blackout under his eyes. It was the cross.
Yeah. I saw
and
that.
There's a lot of guys that I would like to get, even though he's really struggling right now. The former, I guess he is former now, quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, Carson Wentz. He has a great testimony too. I'd love to see him come on. But
We approach this differently. You think big, man. You think, you think big, big, big. Yeah, and I'm thinking about the kid at Whitnall High School trying to start the FCA program, and will he come on? That's how we are. Our guest for the first two segments, and he's not our guest. He's my co-host. He is Pastor Ken Keltner, and perfect timing, Pastor, for us to be able to talk. If you're listening to the Sunday morning show of Faith in the Zone, as you know, these are recorded, but the Sunday morning show this evening at 6 o'clock, a Christmas night at Brookside. Come on out. It is a Christmas concert performed by various musical groups. We're going to have a visitor reception be held after the service in room 7, the upper level. And I know for a fact that these musical groups, it's going to be a really good show. And it's good. It's not even a show. It's going to be a good service is what it is. And Sunday, tonight at 6 o'clock, you know, come on out and get a little Christmas music. And you know what? We 2020 has been tough on a lot of people. And this would be a great way to kind of usher in a new year. Would be tonight at 6 o'clock, a Christmas night at Brookside. And then remember, December 24th, Christmas Eve, this has been my family, my wife and I, Terry, and we go to this every year, December 24th at 4 o'clock, Christmas Eve candlelight service. And it's just a wonderful church to be in on Christmas Eve. And certainly understand that, you know, people, and you know this, Pastor, people are, this is the time where they go, man, maybe I really should get into a local church. If not, you know, for anything else, it is Christmas. And that's what I always did. Well, you know what? Come on in, because I can tell you, there's a chance you come in. You might be back the following week, and you sit in the back with me and make faces at Pastor when he's preaching. And then New Year's Eve and all of this, you can get all this information on the website at brooksidebc.org, brooksidebc.org. But if you're listening to Sunday morning service, 6 o'clock tonight, come on out. It's a Christmas night at Brookside, 4470 Pilgrim Road. 4470 Pilgrim Road. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to continue talking with my co-host, Pastor Ken Keltner. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Man, I just enjoy Pastor Ken Keltner and this journey of Faith in the Zone that we have been on together. And we've had to kind of put him on the bench for a little bit, but, you know, and the numbers have never been better, let's be honest, but I still bring him back. I'll still bring him back. He is he's the head pastor at Brookside Baptist Church. And again, if this is a Sunday morning show that you're listening to and you're looking to go tonight and listen to a really good Christmas, you know, night and beautiful music, various musical groups going to be doing this at Brookside Baptist Church tonight at 6 o'clock. If it's the evening show that you're listening to, the Christmas Eve candlelight service is coming up on obviously the 24th, Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock, and then New Year's Eve's fellowship as well. They got a lot going on, and you can go right online and get all the information that you need, brooksidebc.org, 4470 Pilgrim Road in Brookfield. Hey, Pastor, are you going to be out at the New Year's Eve thing, bowling and laser tagging and all that stuff?
Actually, you know, Mike, I am going to be heading to probably New Jersey. I'm going to stop in and see Keith and Charlie, our third son and daughter-in-law. She's expecting in March. That's her first. I haven't seen him. He played ball for you.
He did?
I haven't seen him for a year. I saw him last Christmas. So we're going to leave after church on Sunday night, the 27th.
Well,
drive out there, and weather permitting, we'll try to venture out to Kevin's place out in Little Egg Harbor, New Jersey.
Look, I know that what you're saying is you're getting out of here to see your kids and grandkids and stuff, but let's be honest. Let's be honest, Pastor. New Year's Eve, I would kill you in bowling. You have no idea what a great bowler I am, Pastor. And you know what?
You know what? I would go on ahead and admit defeat on that because I'm not a great bowler.
Yeah, me neither. I talked the smack. I'm horrible.
Well, I still remember A.J. Ellis, man. You getting in the batter's box to face Clayton Kershaw, yeah. Man. I loved it when he said, we'll just plunk Mike. And you tell Clayton, man, I'll put wood on that ball. It might not get out in the outfield, but I'll put wood on it. And then he said, no, we're going to plunk him. We'll plunk you. And you go, what is that, 95-mile-an-hour fastball in my back? Well, we just want to get you on first base. And you just fell right in the trap. You go, why do you want me on first base? Because we want to see you take a half step off first, and Clayton throws you out.
Yeah, trust me. That was Mike McGivern back then. I'm a little quicker now than I used to be, Pastor.
I got
a little bit of swagger, a little quickness to me right now. Hey, yeah. Pastor, when people ask me, are you guys back in service? Are you guys back in the church? boy, what if I don't feel comfortable? There are some ways for people to watch our services and be able to listen to you preach with not stepping into the church if they're not comfortable with that, correct?
Yeah, they can go online, Brookside Live, and watch a service. And this Sunday is a Christmas message. We've been in the book of Revelation, which a lot of people get nervous about the book of Revelation, and yet today people keep asking me, man, what is going on in our world? But this week we're on the most important words at Christmas, and there's four words that are, I think, the most important at Christmas out of John chapter 1. And I think I mentioned to you, and it's not ho-ho, Merry Christmas. It's the Word became flesh, and that Word being the metaphor of who Jesus Christ is. So Jesus became flesh. That's what Christmas is all about. And yet there's a lot of confusion and chaos at the Christmas season that kind of puts him on the back burner. So we would invite anybody, go online, listen to it, and we'd love to have them, or they can come to church. And we are, either mask or no mask, however you see, fit as far as how you should come in. And then we do have a mask-only service that meets downstairs. So, I tell people now, preachers can't really do a whole lot right, especially in the whole deal with masks. Either people want everyone in mask or they don't want to wear a mask. So it's a mess. But we've just tried to do our best. And a lot of our folks still, I think, go online and watch that don't feel comfortable coming in. And but it's not just Archers. I think it's all over the U.S. People are...
Yeah. Pastor, I got to ask you this. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, somewhere in there, we got a guy named Terry Tolbert on, and he's the president of Sports Outreach. And he was a pastor down in the Tampa area, and he went to 3 or 4 different churches as a pastor, and he ended up leaving being a pastor. And I said, look, Terry, can we talk about that? He said, of course. I said, tell me, that was a big step. Can you tell me why did that? And he said, Mike, I don't believe that a local church should just be about Sunday. And the churches that I was at, Sunday service would let out, and it would all be about, we have to create more excitement, we have to get more people, we have to change the music, we have to. And then they would gear up to this big event on Sunday, and then the service let out, and they would start again on the how do we get next Sunday better. And he said, "Look, that for me was not what I was looking. I thought I was gonna. What I thought I wanted to be a pastor about was this, and I couldn't find a place that would allow me to do it. So I left, and now what we're doing with Sports Outreach, I'm able to do what I think God and Jesus asked us to do." And that's go disciple people. Go spread the word. And he said, I tried, man. I tried. And I said, I said, hey, look, Terry, I'm going to get some people talking to me about this segment, whether they believe, whether they agree with you or disagree with you. And he said, give them my number. I'll have that discussion. And I'll tell them, exactly where my head was at, what I was thinking. But he said, look, I just struggled with the churches that I – was in, because everything was, literally everything, all the energy was put just on Sunday. And I told him about Brookside Baptist Church. I said, the church I'm in, I can tell you that it's not. The staff is strong enough and enough guys to be able to allow Pastor Ken to spend some time on what his message is going to be. But man, it's not Sunday to Sunday with these guys. It's what, how you doing on Tuesday? You need some help? What do you need? You're moving? We'll come help you. It's all about the people in the church and then the outreach. And I think that you would have really enjoyed Terry Tolbert from Sports Outreach.
Yeah, I'm sure I would have. I mean, having some of these guys on, like I mentioned, Don Beebe and Marcus Hanel, Man Alive, they fired me up to start going out and wanting to talk to people. I just tell people all the time, Mike, if I believe the Bible, and the Bible says when you die, you either go to heaven or hell, I ask him, should I be talking to people if that's what I really believe? Only one guy from Brookfield Mall, and I don't know if they totally understood English, told me no. Everyone else I've ever talked to said, man, if that's what you believe, yeah, you ought to be talking to people.
100%.
And I said, that's why I'm out here talking.
Well,
I believe it.
And you know what? Again, you spent a lot of time in Denver and grew up in Oklahoma. It's Brookfield Square Mall, in case people are wondering, you know. You are, hey man, you are a cheesehead now, so you better get the malls correctly. I'll tell you that. Our guest is Pastor Ken Keltner. He's not even a guest; he's my co-host. And I've said this a lot. I really miss having him in studio because it's always entertaining, one way or the other. It is definitely entertaining. And come on over to Brookside. Come to Brookside Baptist Church. This is the time that a lot of people that haven't been in a local church in a while. And now they go, okay, maybe Christmas be a perfect time for you to check out Brookside Baptist Church. I've had a lot of guys and some coaches that have said, you know, I listen to Faith in the Zone every week. I haven't been in a church in a while. You know, I've invited you in. Come join us. And look, if you think, well, hey, my knee hurts, don't worry. I'm the valet driver. I got your car, man. I will park it. I'm not sure when I'll park it or where I'll park it, but I'll park. No, I'm good at valet driving. I'm not real good at getting their keys to them, but I'll figure it out.
Oh, man, you're too funny.
You know, Pastor, I can't thank you guys enough, and I'm looking forward to having Pastor Keith Fleming. He's the executive pastor at Brookside Baptist Church, sports guy, as Pastor Ken is, and their vision of Faith in the Zone, not only their vision, but, man, the direction and to be a sponsor, to actually put some money where your mouth is, these guys have done that. And I can't thank the people at Brookside Baptist Church or you guys enough, Pastor. And I wanted to make sure before the end of the year, I got you guys on and we talked about it. And this was the perfect time because with Christmas service coming up, with Christmas Eve candlelight service coming up, with the New Year's Eve fellowship coming up, and again, if you're listening to the Sunday morning show, 6 o'clock tonight, 4470 Pilgrim Road in Brookfield, brooksidebc.org. Come on, Christmas night at Brookside. It's going to be a really good musical kind of night, and you're going to really get into the spirit through this. Pastor Ken Keltner, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I didn't have to say Tom Landry or you all kicked your coverage one time with you as our guest.
Oh, man. Mike, I appreciate you and carrying it on and carrying, you know, you got the torch and you're running with it and love it. And we're praying for you. And absolutely, we're just thankful for the opportunity to reach out there to some folks and let them know that as we listen to people's testimonies that there is a journey with Christ, and man, you never will look back and regret it.
Never. Pastor, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Merry. Say hi to the boys, and I see Kathy, but Merry Christmas to you guys. Safe travels, and look forward to talking to you when you get back.
All right, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
You bet. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Here are your hosts, Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Just spent two segments with my co-host, and he's not my former co-host. He is my co-host, Pastor Ken Keltner, and boy, I miss having him in studio. You know, you can hear how much he misses it as well. And I know sometime in 2021, we're going to be able to get him back in studio. My next guest, he is the executive pastor at Brookside Baptist Church. Again, my church, 4470 Pilgrim Road in Brookfield. He is Pastor Keith Fleming. Pastor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Hey, we get to say that on a show like this, Pastor.
That's right. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about tonight. This is airing on Sunday, December 20th, and at 6 p.m. tonight, if people want to come out and join us, Christmas concert performed by various musical groups tonight, and then a visitor reception be held at the service in Room 7 in the upper level, and understand that, you know, we socially distance. People wear masks. If you're comfortable wearing a mask, wear it. If you're not, understand that we do social distance, and we've been doing really good with that. And I think that this time of year, Pastor, I just think it's really important for me to be able to reach out to you and to Pastor Ken and to the other pastors and certainly all the members at Brookside Baptist Church to just say thank you. You know, 6.5 years of doing Faith in the Zone, the management team here 6.5 years ago is totally different than it is now. And they said, yeah, go ahead. That show does not have a 6-month shelf life. And 6.5 years later, with support from guys like you and Pastor Ken and a number of pastors and again, everybody at Brookside Baptist Church, Keith, I can't thank you enough for helping us on this show.
No, you're welcome, and we love it. I can't believe 6.5 years. I remember when we started. I remember when we were having those first conversations. And time flies, doesn't it?
Years fly, days take forever. It's the weirdest thing. It is the weirdest thing. Hey, before we get into, I'd like to ask you for your testimony. We love talking sports, you and I. Other than being a Denver, you know, the Broncos and the Rockies and the Nuggets and all of that, we both have this passion for sports, and I have to tell you, a couple weeks ago on my high school coach's show, we do a Kern Electric Superhero of the Week, and we had both Keith's daughters were on, and they did a marvelous job. That my favorite part of that is when I saw Pastor Keith on Sunday, he said, you know, they kicked me out of the room. I haven't even heard it. They didn't let me, and they did so well. You have to be so proud. These are two young ladies that are very, very passionate about their love for Jesus Christ, and they are really, really strong at giving back to the community and understanding what a true servant leadership heart looks like.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for that opportunity. But yeah, they were nervous, and they're like, Dad, get out of this room. You can't listen. You know, you can listen on the radio, but you can't stand here and watch us and listen.
I love that. And they did really, really well. And I hope you had the chance to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So thank you.
Oh, you bet. Hey, so let's talk a little bit again. Tonight at Brookside Baptist Church, if you're looking for something to do at 6 p.m., now, the show airs at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., so obviously if it's 8 p.m., if you're listening to the night show, it's over, but there's a couple of things you need to know. Thursday, December 24th at 4 o'clock, Christmas Eve candlelight service. I can tell you, if you want to come, I am in the back to the right, my whole family, right? We're sitting back there. You want to come sit with us, that's excellent. They have a bunch of things going on, too, New Year's Eve fellowship going on, and you can find out all this information at brooksidebc.org. brooksidebc.org. Pastor Keith, I think this time of year, it's important for any time we can get a megaphone or just walk up to somebody and tell them about, you know what, here is a service that if you're looking for somewhere to go on Christmas Eve or looking for some really good music to listen to tonight at 6 o'clock at Brookside Baptist Church. I think it's important this time of year more than any other time that we as Christians try to bring people into the church with us.
Definitely. And again, it's, you know, what is the real reason for the season? And that is Christ's birth and him being sent to die on the cross for our sins. And so it's a special time. A lot of work has gone into this this concert Sunday night. It's going to be a special night. The candlelight service on the 24th is always a very, very special service. And when you see the lights go down and those candles come out and you're singing hymns to Jesus, it's a special time.
It is. And if you're worried about, hey, you know what, I've got a bad knee or I want to bring my mom, but she's elderly. Hey, no worries.
Yep.
Because right. I am the valet driver, baby.
That's right. You'll get them in there, won't you?
You know what? I will. But especially if new people come, they might trust me more than the people at Brookside, because I think some of these guys pull up and see me and go, nah, I just parked my own car. You might take my car is what I'm thinking they're
exactly.
thinking. But I do
exactly.
have, Pastor Keith, I do have a number of girlfriends that I park their cars for or help them out. And Miss Edna thinks that she's my only one. And I had to break that to her last Sunday and said, look, I got a lot of girlfriends, Edna. And she said, we're done. She broke up with me, but she'll bring, you know what? She'll bring me back for sure. So again,
she
guys.
She took her car keys back.
Yes, she did. There is no doubt. It's Brookside, BC. One word, brooksidebc.org. And Pastor Keith Fleming, the executive pastor at Brookside Baptist Church. This is my church. And I just appreciate the work that these guys do. I really do. And the fact that they have been a partner with me on this show on Faith in the Zone for a really long time. Pastor, I've had you as my co-host a couple of times, never had you as a guest. And I'm wondering if you might be able to kind of share your testimony on where your journey began.
Yeah, my journey began in Denver, Colorado. That's where I was born and raised and grew up in a Christian home. And so I wasn't out there doing all these crazy things in the world, but I was saved. I accepted Christ as my Savior when I was seven, and through a program called Neighborhood Bible Time, and the teacher was talking about what it meant to accept Christ, and I went home and I had some questions, and I remember my brother and I set up a fort that night. And, you know, again, seven, so we're in the basin, we set up a fort to sleep in, and, you know, what little boys do, right? Even big boys, right?
Sure.
We still love building forts, but had some question. I knew that I was on my way to hell, and so I talked to my mom and prayed that night to accept Christ as my Savior, and even at the young age of seven, I knew that I was a sinner, and I knew that I needed Christ in my heart.
Pastor, I envy that you figured that out at such an early age. You know, I just do. I'm 100% Irish. I'm really stubborn, and it took me a long time, and I wasted so much time. Pastor, were your parents, you grew up in a faith-based home then, correct?
Yep. So my parents were saved. They had us in church at a young age, and but what's special about it is, you know, young or old, and no matter what you've done, Christ is willing to forgive. And if we ask Him in our heart, He will forgive those sins, and we can have an assurance that we will be in heaven with Him for eternity.
Amen to that. And man, I'm so thankful for that, Pastor, because, you know, if what I believed growing up, going to a Catholic school, again, this is a long time ago, but I believed that it was good works that got you to heaven, right? And I was all about sports even back then. So I would have, you know, the score clock, you know, the scoreboard from the gym where I went to grade school in my head. And at the end of the day or the first thing in the morning, I would say, okay, where am I? Let's see. I got in two fights on the playground, but I helped the lady across the street with her groceries in my desk. So I'm down one. But I really upset the nun yesterday, so is that worth one or two? And, you know, Pastor, for a while I kept the score in my head.
Yeah.
And then I realized, hold on a second, I can't remember. Am I down 10 or 12? And I don't know how to get back to even. And it really affected me as a little kid thinking about that. And I just kind of said, okay, I'm so far gone from this. I'm down 112, and I can't get back to even. And yeah. I've just said, okay, just forget about it. And I stopped keeping score. And not until I walked into Eastside Baptist Church did I hear differently. And so it's, you know, back then they said, hey, Mr. McGivern, bring the Bible. Here's a Bible. It's brand new. Carry it. You don't have to open it. We'll tell you what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I as somebody said in Faith in the Zone, I knew Jesus Christ the way I knew Abraham Lincoln. I knew all the stories.
Right.
But that was it. Hey, you ended up then going to Maranatha Baptist Bible College in Watertown, where both my kids went, and you played a little basketball, right?
Yep, played a little basketball there. Had a lot of fun, and I went to national for a few years, and missed those days. And wish that I would have played football there as well. And if I could put the pads on today and get out there and play a ball game, I'd do it.
Yeah,
I'd. it'd probably be the end of me, but I would do it.
Hey, did you play football in high school?
I did play football in high school. Yeah, football was actually my favorite. So, football was my favorite. I was a safety. I returned punts, kicks, wide receiver. And so football is my first love when it comes to sports.
Hey, Pastor, so last question, we'll get to a break. Why, when you went to Maranatha, did you decide you just weren't going to play?
I tore my MCL my senior year of football.
Okay.
And so just with that, and then they don't give scholarships there, so I could not play football and basketball and work and pay my way through school.
Right.
So I had to make a decision.
Hey, and I'm sorry, this will be the last question. How did a guy in Denver find out about Maranatha?
Yeah, I had friends up here, and I had not heard of Maranatha until about my junior year of high school. And it was friends from church there in Denver that were students up at Maranatha. And so I came to Maranatha, met the coach, took a visit, and so that's how I ended up there.
You know who won on that deal? We did at Brookside Baptist Church.
Right.
That's who, I'm telling you, that's who won on that whole deal. He is Pastor Keith Fleming, executive pastor at Brookside Baptist Church. BrooksideBC.org is where you're going to want to go. And again, this, if you're listening to the 8 a.m. show on Sunday and you want to get someplace this evening and listen to some really good Christmas music done correctly, and in my view, of course, come on out to Brookside Baptist Church. Get a chance to meet Pastor Keith Fleming. If you run into Pastor Ken Keltner, haven't met him yet, just don't say, "Man, I heard you on the radio today." His head gets huge. No, I'm just kidding. He is a good man.
Yeah, Mike, we'd love to have everybody with us tonight, 6 p.m., and it's going to be a great night.
I agree with that. Let's get to a break. We'll have Pastor Keith Fleming, again, executive pastor, Brookside Baptist Church, for one more segment. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 a.m., The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are hosts Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Mary, did you know that you're...
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, again flying solo, but you had a chance to hear from Pastor Ken Keltner the first two segments. We're joined by Pastor Keith Fleming, executive pastor, Brookside Baptist Church. Hey, Pastor, we learned a little bit about your upbringing and getting to Maranatha and that. How did you end up at Brookside Baptist Church then?
Yeah, when I was done at Maranatha in 2000, I actually moved back to Denver, and my wife and I. And I was in banking and finance for 12 years there, back in Denver. The Lord, we felt like the Lord was leading us into ministry approximately about 2002. And so we had had a number of opportunities. We worked with teens there in Denver. And Brookside, Pastor Ken was my youth pastor in Denver. So when I was growing up, we've known each other since I was in sixth grade. And Brookside needed an administrative guy, a missions guy. And so they called in 2012, early February 2012, and we ended up moving out here in August of 2012. So we've been here about 8.5 years. And again, like we're talking about the start of this program, 6.5 years, I can't believe that we've been here in Wisconsin for 8.5 years.
You know, Pastor, when you guys get a chance to go home, I I've talked to you when you've been in Denver. I've talked to you, you know, the day of or the day after that you get back. And I know you love us here, and I know you'll never be a real cheesehead, you know. But I can tell you this, Pastor, and I can hear it in your voice, and I can see it in your eyes. Man, you miss Denver. That's home for you, and you miss the mountains, and you miss the people there.
Oh, yeah. My entire family's out there. And so, of course, miss them. But those mountains and the fishing and the hiking and just the beauty, we love it. But you know, we've been to places here in Wisconsin that are beautiful as well. And so we're out there in the summer camping and fishing and hiking out here as well. And but Colorado will always be home.
Hey, Pastor, how hard will it be for you when your oldest heads out to Bob Jones University. You know, that you've been this intact family with your wife, Sarah, and two beautiful daughters, and now one, you know, not too long from now. And I know you probably don't want to think about it, so I apologize.
No, there's
going to be a time coming soon where she's going to head out to college. And look, I've been through that. The difference is when Katie went to Maranatha, it's 45 minutes from here. She's going to Bob Jones University. Have you gone through in your mind what that's going to be like for you?
I am preparing, and it's not fun. I've told her that when, you know, it's that final goodbye before she goes to school.
Oof.
I get a hugger for 1 minute for how old she is, so it's going to be an 18-minute hug. And you know, it's going to be tough. I wish we could press the pause button and just have these girls with us for a few more years. We have fun. I love watching them play volleyball. I love watching them compete, and just love my girls. They are a gift from God, and I'm very thankful for them.
Well, you know what? I've watched them grow up here in the church, and I don't. It's not like I talk to them a ton, but I watch from afar, and
right.
I watch a lot. Being a former coach, you know, I watch how kids interact at that age. I watch. You know, when one kid walks up to a bunch of kids walk away, and I'll tell you what, man, your daughters just, they look you right in the eye. They say hello to everybody. They're just really kind-hearted people, and they certainly got their good looks from their mama's side. Let's be 100%.
Yeah.
Hey, I love you like a brother, but come on now. Let's tell the truth here on Pride, Faith, and the Zone.
Yep,
there's no doubt. Hey, Pastor, when you played and in all the teams that you played on, one of the things that we talk about in Faith in the Zone is how competitive can you be as a Christian? And we've gone back and forth, and we haven't had that conversation for a bit here, but I know when Pastor Ken was in studio with me, you know, we both had similar beliefs that, look, you've got to go as hard as you can on the field or the court in order to be able to get respect from the guys you're playing against, to then say, hey, I want to talk to you about this part of your life.
Yeah, exactly. And you compete with the right spirit. You compete with the right attitude. But just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you can't have fun, and it doesn't mean that you just have to lay down and take a beating. And so every time I compete, even to this day, I'm going to give my best, but I'm going to do it with the right attitude, the right spirit. But if we're competing, I'm going to say, let's go, bring it on. And let's play ball, or whether it's a board game, whatever it might be. You know, there's nothing wrong with good, healthy competition.
No, I agree with that 100%. Hey, before we get to our last question, I just want to one more time kind of promote what's going on up at Brookside. And if you're listening to the 8 a.m. service, you still have time. If you're looking for something tonight, Christmas night at Brookside, tonight at 6 p.m., there's a number of musical groups performing, Christmas concert performed by various musical groups, and a visitor reception will be held after the service in room 7 up on the upper level. And look, it is it's a really welcoming place, 4470 Pilgrim Road in Brookfield. Stop by, say hello. If you wear a mask, the social distance, we can do all of that, but you're going to come and you will be extremely encouraged. And these musical groups have put in a lot of work to put this concert on. 6 o'clock tonight, December 20th, and then a Christmas Eve service next week, Thursday, December 24th at 4 p.m. And certainly come out for that. New Year's Eve fellowship, all this information, brooksidebc.org. So, Pastor, I love ending the show with this question. All the uniforms that you have worn, right? You have a basketball uniform at Maranatha, a number of uniforms when you're back in high school, grade school, you know, Little League baseball, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
If I put every uniform you've ever worn and put it in a closet and said, pick one and I can get you one more game with that team, I'd like to know which team that is and who you'd play against.
Yeah, okay. I am a Gator. I'm a Stanley Lake Gator.
Okay.
And with football being my favorite sport, you know, Maranatha basketball was a blast. It was fun. But if I could go back one team, one uniform, it would be my junior year of football at Stanley Lake High School in Westminster, Colorado, as a Gator. And my senior year, I tore my MCL on the field.
Oh.
And so I would love to go back and just finish where I wasn't, you know, I wasn't being helped off that field, but I was finishing strong, I was competing. And we were a newer school when I was there, and we made it. It was the toughest conference in Colorado. We made it into the top 10 in the state of Colorado.
Wow.
That year, which was a big deal for that team and that school at that time. And so if I could put one more uniform on,
yeah,
it would be that number 27 for Steve Atwater of the Denver Broncos, that number 27 at Stanley Lake High School.
And it'd be a Friday night home game, but who would you play against?
We would play against Wheat Ridge.
All right.
Wheat Ridge Farmers.
Man, that's...
I don't like those guys.
You don't like them much, huh?
Nope. Still to this day, I don't like those guys.
I absolutely love that. I love the fact that Steve Atwater, number 27, man, that's who I was with. You know, a number of weeks ago on Faith in the Zone, Pastor, we had a defensive back who's now a pastor. With the he played football with the Indianapolis Colts. And
okay.
He came into the NFL that year with Deion Sanders and Atwater.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
He said, look, I thought I was pretty good. He went to BYU, and he only went to BYU because he wanted to play and be on TV. And he is as strong a Christian as you're going to find. And he said, look, I know Atwater, and I met Deion Sanders. He said, man, Steve Atwater is one of the better guys I've ever met. I said, man,
yeah,
that guy
yeah.
hit. He loved to hit. He goes, yeah, him, Lynch, all those guys. And he said, I go with the Colts, and I got a lot. I mean, I was the two-time Pro Bowl and all of that. But, man, we kept in contact. It was really good. He said very very good things about Steve Atwater.
The smiling assassin was,
yep.
was what they called him. And tough as nails. And recent Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer. So,
yeah, and that's, you know, here at the radio station, we talk about that a lot because we're hoping Leroy Butler's the next one to go in.
Yeah, right.
That's what we're hoping. Speaking of, yeah, you know, he doesn't like anything to do with Gators, by the way. You know, he's a Seminole. That's what he is. And he
yeah,
doesn't want to
yeah.
talk about anything with Gators. He never wants to do that Gator chop, any of that
right.
stuff. Hey, Pastor, thank you so much. And again, I you know, from just the bottom of my heart, I thank you for being part of what we do on Faith in the Zone. I thank you for your vision of what this could and has become and your leadership as far as helping us secure some funding to get this thing done. And I just thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I look forward to seeing you at church.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thank you for all that you do. I appreciate it, and Merry Christmas. And we'll see you tonight.
You got it. He is Pastor Keith Fleming, Executive Pastor from Brookside Baptist Church. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Faith in the Zone on 1250 AM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip on a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.